Honey, I think you should sit down for this because a lot of things happened today. So I had it wasn't even planned really. It just kind of happened. I put an ad out online and I just said I was a horny housewife that needed some dick. And it had to be 8 inches or above. And that was the only thing that I put in the ad that they had to have. And I didn't think anybody would respond to it, but I had a whole baseball team of people, of men over, it felt like. So many men came into our house today and fucked me sideways. That's why I look like a hot mess right now. And you're probably smelling all kinds of odd things. So let me tell you what happened. And you should probably just go ahead and just start stroking, because I know you're going to get really, really turned on by this. And I may start fucking myself even, because this was peak level for me, babe, today. So, you know, when they came in, I told them also in the ad, I forgot to say that I told them no condoms at all. So they all were okay with that. No condoms in your wife's pussy, right? I know you like that. So they fucked me bareback and raw all over this house. I mean, I had it in my mind. I wanted to just claim every room by getting fucked in it bareback. We fucked on the kitchen counter. I laid on the dining room table and took the biggest black cock inside of me. I did it on our couch. And on the couch, I took 2 men at once. One in my ass, one in my pussy. And then, of course, I fucked in our bed. You know, I love fucking in our bed. Reminding those men that they're fucking in my husband's marital bed. But we fucked in the garage on your little table that you work at. We fucked everywhere. I fucked in the backyard hoping that our neighbors would catch me. I mean, I took dick raw all over the place. And I loved it. I fucking loved it. And you know how I get. That big cock makes me so fucking submissive. So I turned into a fuck pig, babe. I turned into the nastiest fuck pig. I was begging for their big veiny cocks in my ass. I was begging for them to stuff their cocks that were in my ass, in my fucking mouth, ass to mouth. Because I wanted to be the best submissive whore to these men. You would have been so, so fucking proud. And I started begging them to throat fuck me so hard and so deep that I emptied my stomach for them. I wanted to empty everything for them. There was one guy that begged me to ride his big fat cock. You like ride him anally. So he was inside of me anally. And he begged for me to piss all over him while I was fucking him. He wanted me to turn into a disgusting fuck pig that was just pissing all over him. And then that kind of turned into a little craziness. So I had a blow bang, baby. I had a blow bang right in the kitchen. I had all those men, probably at least 10, all circling me. And I went from cock to cock, just ramming my face onto those cocks, begging them to throat fuck me deeply. I wanted to empty my stomach for them. And then I wanted them all to piss on me. So I stood right in the middle, or I was on my knees rather, with my mouth open, just begging for their piss. I wanted everything that comes out of that fucking big cock. I wanted their piss. I wanted their cum. I wanted their pre-cum, fucking everything. I loved it. I felt like the nastiest, sluttiest piss whore ever, and I fucking loved it. Even at one part of the day, I just sat, like, I laid down in our bathtub and I had them just piss all over me while I was finger fucking myself. I wanted to drown in their fucking piss. It was so fucking hot. So goddamn hot. But the thing that I hope you're okay with, I think you are. I think you're going to be okay with this because I know you're the best. You're the best hubby because you want me to be the whore that I really am. You know that I just turn into almost like a fucking porn star when I get around their big fucking cocks. But I just had this idea when I was getting gangbanged in our bed. I thought I should put on my wedding dress. And then, you know, I did that. And so I was getting fucked with my wedding dress on. And then I kind of begged them to tear it apart and use it to like strap me down to our bed. So they took my wedding dress and they ripped it into shreds pretty much just to wrap my wrists around our bedpost, just to wrap my ankles around the bedpost on the bottom. And I just took cock after cock in all three fucking holes, all three holes. And then, several men, when they came, I asked them to come on my wedding ring. And it just turned me on. One man even pissed on my wedding ring. And I came all over the place when he did that. Just dirtying the symbol of what I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be this nice, you know, wifey. Not only fucks her husband, but you know I can't just do that. I have to have so much more cock. I'm such a cock whore, babe. I'm such a fucking cock whore. God, I mean, look at this pussy. Look at it. Have you ever seen my cunt look so abused? Look at it. It's so fucking loose from getting gangbanged all goddamn day. And my asshole, oh my God, they fucking ruined it. They ruined it, and I still have all this cum just marinating in there. And I hope that one of their sperm implanted somewhere inside of me. I want to get pregnant. I want to be a pregnant fucking whore who has no idea who the man is. And I want to be a pregnant whore that still gets gangbanged. I want to get gangbanged in my pregnant cunt so fucking bad. I mean, can you imagine that? Me with a swollen belly, swollen tits, riding cock, asking them to breed my pregnant cunt all over again. Them coming all over my stomach, coming on my milk-filled tits. Fuck, baby. I need to get pregnant. I need to get pregnant by somebody else's cock. I know, I want it so fucking bad. And listen, I really think that maybe in about 1 year, when our baby girl turns 12, I think it's time for us to train her. What do you think, sweetie? What do you think about having your wife and your daughter be a pair of fucking whores for cock. I really think that we should do it. It makes me so wet, baby. I want my baby girl to be a fucking whore just like her mommy. And I knew you might agree. And she's at a perfect age. She should have had her period by then. And so fertile. Oh my God, she'll be so fucking fertile. And I want to show. I just want to show my daughter how much of a fucking slut for cock I am. Just so she can know what a real woman should act like. Because I don't want her to be an uptight bitch, you know, that finds one boyfriend. I want her to be a fucking whore. Because I know how good it feels. She needs to know that cocks of all colors, of bigger size, are the only cocks that you should ever have, 8 inches or above, even at her age. She's going to be the best little tween whore, all because of mommy. And wouldn't it be fun if both of us got pregnant at the same time, maybe? You can watch your daughter and your wife just swell from another man's seed. We could stand beside each other and see which one of our bellies gets bigger. Yes, and you can rub our pregnant bellies for us. Yes, and then lick and finger our cum-filled pregnant pussies. Not with your cum, but with another man's cum. Watching it drip out. Don't you want to feel inside of your daughter filled with fucking cum from some man, knowing that his seed is just, oh my God, it's going to fucking breed her. She's going to get bred so fast. She's so fertile. Mommy and daughter will be just a pair of breeding whores. Just a pair of breeding whores with a good daddy that encourages us to be the filthy fuck pigs that we are. I'm such a filthy fuck pig, aren't I, sweetie? I just can't help it. I love big cock. I just want it all the fucking time. I want to be covered in pissed and then fucked deeply and used as a cum rag. Because that's what I am. I'm just a filthy cum dump. A cock-loving whore who wants to be railed hard and deeply by so many men. I want, you know, like I always want my boyfriends to all be different. I don't ever want the same cock. I need variety. I need all the fucking cock. And sweetie, I even found some of our neighbors. You know, some of my friends' husbands have came over and fucked too today. And their wives would be so fucking mad. But I found them. I found all the big cocks in their neighborhood. I'm going to fuck my way through every cock in our city. Every fucking big cock. Your boss, your family members. I hope you don't mind. I want them all. I kind of like if they know who you are. And I want you to be there sometimes so you can watch. You can watch me cheat on you with all that big fat cock, especially cock that you know. Watch them claim my fucking pussy and then watch them fill me up with their cum wherever they want. And oh, I forgot to tell you, earlier today I had this massive cock. It was a big white cock that was like almost 10 fucking inches. And I begged him. I like got on my knees and begged him to anally pound me. I told him I wanted him to prolapse me and then keep going. I told him to ruin my fucking asshole, just to ruin it and then take his cock and shove it down my mouth. Fuck, go ass to mouth on a whore like me. And he did it, baby. He did it. He like came right deep in my fucking ass. My ass was blown the fuck out. And then after he came, he just shoved it right down my filthy whore mouth. I loved it so much. I loved tasting my slutty ass on his cock. And then a man came up behind him and kept fucking my used ass, that gaped prolapse asshole of mine. I loved it, baby. I loved it. You should have seen me. You should have seen me too, puking for those cocks, just begging them to go harder and deeper, empty my stomach because I'm a filthy fuck pig who needs their stomach emptied for cock. I need to choke for cock. And they all started fucking slapping me in my face and my tits. Yes. And then one man, he took my ass so fucking good, so good. But I wanted his big fucking cock's cum. I wanted whatever came out of that cock because it was so gorgeous and so big. I wanted it in my cunt. So I begged him to go straight from my ass to this filthy cunt, and he did. And he, the Mr. turned him on. You would have been so proud because he railed my fucking pussy. He railed it so hard and called me a filthy whore. A filthy, dirty whore who wants ass to pussy, ass to mouth, polishing cocks off that had been inside of my ass. And he came right against my cervix. And he made sure of that too. He railed me. And then when he was ready to come, I practically yelled at him. I said, "You better come right against that fucking cervix." And he pushed so deep inside of me. I could feel it. I could feel it squirt right against that cervix, hoping that semen would impregnate me. I really think I did get pregnant today. I think I really fucking did. And you know what, sweetie? I made sure to get gangbanged on your side of the bed. So when you go to sleep tonight, you'll go to sleep knowing that I got railed by so many cocks. I don't even know how many there were. I don't even know how many loads I took. Right there where you slept. Where you sleep every night, I got pissed on. I got pounded by other men. I got gang banged in every single hole. Your wife was airtight right on your side of the bed. I fucking love it. I love it. And I'll have no idea who the father is. No idea, but you're going to raise that baby, aren't you? You're going to raise that baby with me, and neither of us will know whose it is. And I think that's when we're going to teach our daughter how to be a good whore. She has to be a good whore. Has to be, because she already has a sexy little body, doesn't she? A fat little ass for her age. That ass needs to be stuffed with cock, doesn't it? You're going to watch our daughter get railed? Or I can even just send you videos while you're at work. A video of our daughter on her knees sucking cock. A video of our daughter bent over with a man railing her little tween cunt. And you hear mommy telling her she's a good girl and calling her a filthy fuck pig. Take it, you filthy fuck pig. You take that big fucking cock. Breed my daughter. Breed her nice and deep. And then one day, when she gets to be a really good whore, her and I can have a gangbang together. A mommy-daughter gangbang where we just lay side by side and men just take us one by one. Hopefully every man getting to come and both of us, their seeds swirling in a mother-daughter pair. That is our time. Are you